This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Book Report, Day to Day's Wednesday feature on the world of words. Today, the story of the Hottentot Venus. But first, slavery, a word that many of us believe belongs in the past on southern plantations and Roman galleys. Not so, say many still active slavery abolitionist groups. There are still slaves. There may be 90,000 of them in the West African nation of Mauritania. Today, a former slave holder there is on Capitol Hill lobbying congressional staff to help stop the slave trade in Mauritania with economic sanctions. Day to Day's Madeline Brand spoke with Abdel Yessa.
Abdel Nasser Yessa, what was it like growing up with slaves and how did you keep them enslaved?
Comment avoir des esclaves, c'est une question qui, jusqu'à l'âge de 16 ans, ne se posait à moi.
Until I turned 16, slavery was something normal and something that seemed universal for me. From the moment I opened my eyes, I was served by people. Slaves were all around me. They would wash my clothes, cook my food, massage my head. They would even be responsible for amusing me, for making me laugh. I was born a master, and so the slaves belonged to my family for generations. And it was absolutely normal, both for me and for the slaves.
Were they kept in chains or?
Non, c'est un esclave domestique qui doit être complètement différencié.
What I encountered was domestic slavery in a form that you're not familiar with from American history or from movies. Slaves in Mauritania are free to move. They live with their masters, but they are inferior members of the family. The slavery is ultimately mental. The slave accepts his role because he's been convinced by his master that this is his duty. Slaves from the beginning are told that they're inferior because they're black, because their ancestors came to Islam later than their masters did, and because this is their role as inferiors.
Describe for us then the social and racial divisions in your country.
Il faut savoir une chose, tous les maîtres sont arabo-berbères.
In Mauritania, all the masters are Arab. And all the slaves are black. Slavery arrived in Mauritania with the arrival of Islam. And today, slavery is very much a racial problem because you see no Arab slaves. All the slaves are black.
And you became an anti-slavery activist, an abolitionist, when you were 16 years old. How did you arrive at your decision?
À partir du moment où, à l'âge de 16 ans, j'ai commencé à fréquenter le centre culturel français.
At the age of 16, I was bored at home, so I began to go to the French Cultural Center, which was close to my home in the capital of Mauritania, Nouakchott. And one day, I came across the French Revolution's Declaration of the Rights of Man, and I happened upon the first article of the Declaration of the Rights of Man, which completely upset my entire life, which was, "All men are born free and equal." I suddenly realized that the entire society around me was based on a lie.
Slavery was officially outlawed in Mauritania in 1980, but apparently it still exists. Why?
Alors, le problème est le suivant. L'abolition de l'esclavage n'est pas venue.
The decision in 1980 to abolish slavery came as a result of international pressure from the outside primarily. It was a decision made by the Mauritanian regime to please financial donors, the US, Europe, the World Bank. But what remained inside the country in reality was a system of inequality, because all of the power positions in Mauritania are in the hands of the masters of the Arab-Berber ruling class.
You're in Washington now trying to get Congress to put some pressure on Mauritania to stop this practice. How likely is it, though, that you will succeed in that?
Ma première motivation dans ce genre d'action qui est très difficile.
First of all, I'm driven by a conviction that we need to fight slavery. Then only I ask myself the question, will we succeed or not? The activists for human rights in the Arab world and the Middle East, in a certain sense, feel betrayed by the United States because too often the U.S. has been allied with dictators and it sometimes closes its eyes to very serious abuses, even as serious in the case of Mauritania as slavery. But we also know that Mauritania does not have the same interests that other states do in the region in terms of oil or otherwise. And so we believe that because Mauritania does not offer the same strategic value to the United States, that the pressure we put can make a difference.
Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Merci beaucoup, madame.
Abdel Nasser Yessa, a former slaveholder in Mauritania, is the founder of SOS Slaves. It's a group dedicated to abolishing slavery.
And that interview by Day to Day's Madeline Brand. And you are listening to Day to Day from NPR News.